Pam, question about Stefano's done work for you. Yeah. Actually, Stefano was telling us during the commercial break that you allowed him to write his first byline.
Yes.
And
Stefano came in to see me from, you know, BU. He went to BU for extended courses, and his professor said, "Go down the north end. There's a newspaper down there." And so he walked in. You know how Stefano is. He walks through a door. And actually, that many years ago, he walked through the door the same way.
Clocky.
And he says, I should write for you. Yes. Are you laughing, Stefano?
Yes.
And I said, really? But I, you know, he wanted to write what he wanted to write, and I didn't allow that.
Yeah.
You know, I said, you have to write what I want you to write and what you like to write, because you have to be well-rounded in this world, in the newspaper world.
How is he as a writer?
I started hitting Dunkin' Donuts.
We would argue every week, you know, fight, scream, holler, and argue, because, you know, he could speak English very well and he could write it, but there were words that he couldn't explain properly. And if I said it has to be this word, he would argue with me continuously. And but he, you know, I'm proud of him. I'm so proud of him.
He's done really well for himself.
You know who he is, and he stayed who he was. That's the most important thing.
And she still treats me like an intern. I have to say, every time I walk in, it's the same over and over. You can't get past that.
But that's good.
It is good. I still have a lot to learn.
It keeps him in line.
I still have a lot to learn from that place. Let me tell you.
All right, honey, we love you.
Okay.
Have a great
weekend. Great day. I'll be listening.
Take care.
Bye.
Ciao, Pamela.
Ciao.